this is what I would have done, you know, if this, this, this. And Top Dog is basically trying to say, look, this is how things, you might want to think about doing things. Because we done had a lot of, our fan base came from like Africa, Italy, places like this. And so these were people who would be like, hey, look, man, some of these rappers, man, they talking this and this, and this is what's giving some of our homeboys kills. And it's like, hey, look, what would you do? And so literally, I said, instead of answering 500 people, I'm just going to do a track. And that's what Top Dog is.
Oh, wow. That's the way to get the word out, right?
Right.
So being so inspirational and standing strong, you know, while belonging to the kingdom, God's kingdom, what advice can you get others that are struggling with their faith?
Well, that's one of the things that this book that we're going to be releasing is called The 64 Levels of Power. It does just that. It says, look, we're spiritual soldiers. And, you know, because we're spiritual soldiers, for those who claim that they believe in this one God that says, look, I don't want you to do this and this, but if you have to do this, then do it the right way. So that's what I'm trying to say. Look, well, if you're going to have to do this, do it the right way. If you're a soldier, and especially if you're a soldier of God, you're going to be in the streets and you're going to have to do things a certain way. And that's what, you know, signifies or sets you apart from these degenerate type, you know, people who's going around killing people for nothing. So you can't do stuff. And then you're trying to make your money to come up. It's like, as soon as you make that money to come up, leave the ghetto behind. Do what you can to help people out. But leave that, what you're going behind, because that goes, but once again, back to Nipsey. It's like, you got to get as far, you can help and do this and this, but you got to get as far away from it, because you got to know that the dude that killed Nipsey, man, there had to be some real jealousy there. You feel me?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, get up out the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? Help and do everything you can, because that's what we're doing. We help people do this, but you got to get the game. You can't still keep it real and not think the Fed is going to be in your behind.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I'm going to ask you, CeeLo. If you could change one thing about your past, what would it be?
No. That's a hard one. Because everything I done was a learning lesson, and everything happened for a reason. So I had to learn from things, mistakes that I made in the past. That's what made me who I am today. So I don't know.
Okay, so you wouldn't change anything. It's like you let everything fall into place.
Yep, just let, you know what I'm saying, it's God's will.
All right. And SOG, can you name your top two favorite producers?
You know what I'm saying? I was raised, you know, on old school R&B. I'm talking like Jodeci and stuff like that. And so that's what I was used to. That's what I came up, you know, trying to be like. So Devontae is one of those producers. And then there are other producers. If I could tell you who they were, but I don't know. So I might come across something on a mixtape, something like, because there's like maybe 50. If I knew their names, I'm like, man, this dude. But that's, you know what I'm saying? That's what I say. So I got an old school producer type, you know, in my ledger. That's what I focus on. But there's some bad producers now. Don't get me wrong. There's some bad producers, but you know, I don't know who they are just at this moment.
Okay. Do you find music to be therapeutic? And this question's for both of you guys. And if so, how has it helped you?
Go ahead. Yes, music is therapeutic. Because it, you know what I'm saying, it calms you, you know, it calms me, you know what I'm saying, and certain music gets you in certain, you know what I'm saying, modes, different types of modes. You might have to have energy to go to work, you know what I'm saying, so you'll have music for that, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right, for me, wait a minute, I got to remember what the question was.
Do you find music to be therapeutic? And if so, how has it helped you?
Oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, I do believe that, absolutely. Music, that's one of the reasons why I started doing music, is because I believe that. I believe there's some music, and, you know, that's why, you know, that's the kind of feedback we're getting from our project, is that that's the kind of music that they feel. So that's, I think that's important. You want people to feel your music, and you want people to be able to relate to it. So you know what? I just lost my thought again.
Hey, it happens.
It was gone. What was that? Oh, music is therapeutic.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Music is therapeutic. That's it. Maybe that's my cue. My angel trying to tell me, look, don't talk so much. Just say, be quick and quick and get out. But music is therapeutic, definitely. You know, and it can heal people and also push you to do some things that you shouldn't do. Because when you need gangster music, you're going to go to gangster music. So gangster music ain't going to be people walking around with berries and bling, bling, playing flutes and stuff, because it's designed to make you want to go get people. So mm-hmm. It's just a mood. You know, it can be good. It can be positive.
That's right. Are you guys currently working on any new projects? I know you have your album that you released July 4th, Hydro. Pyro, are you guys working on any other new projects? It could be, I know the video game, the books, but anything aside from that?
Yep, we're going to be drinking about 2 weeks or so. We're just going to start releasing music. Just dropping music, the videos and all that kind of stuff, flooding, you know, social media and whatnot. So we've got so much music, and then we're going to start doing stuff like there are artists. You hook up with them, say, look, I'm going to drop you this beat. Just go ahead and see what you can do with that. But, you know, spreading around and networking and doing all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we got a whole lot of music in the work, a whole lot of music. And we really want to do it with other people, too, because it's good to hear other people when you know, I'm a producer, so I love to hear other people do my music.
Okay. That's dope. And you produce too. What else do you guys do? I mean, wow. Talented. What else y'all do?
Well, like I said, I do spiritual readings for people, so that's part of the thing. So I get spiritual counsel. Someone calls me and says, hey, look, can you tell me about this? So I have a gift. And I've had that gift since I was a little kid, and I use it to help people.
Wow. Okay. That's very, very, I'll say deep. I use the word deep. So do you guys have any music videos out to the songs on your new album? And I said it wrong. Excuse me, and I apologize. It's Pyro Hydro. Do you guys have any videos out to any of those songs?
We're about to do that. And we're basically, like I said, you know, we're trying to keep in line with our marketing strategy, which is that we're focusing on making this slight really big transition to video games and movies from just music. Okay. So everything we do the next 9 months or so, it's going to be all focused towards that. So like the music videos are like interactive. You're going to be able to interact with the music video, or it's going to show the video game board or da da da. But we're going to have some other videos and stuff, but we're trying to focus on this specific marketing strategy because we really about the money right now.
I understand that. And I think that's going to, yeah. The kids will gravitate to that. I like you said, interactive. Videos and you know the video games and so forth. The children I'll be very involved with that as well.
Right.
So looking at your past and SOG, I'll ask you this question first. Looking back at your past and the life lessons that you've been through so far, what kind of advice would you give to the 16-year-old you?
I'll say, look, hit them books. That would be the first thing I would say. Hit them books. And you won't regret it. Hit them books. If you hit them books, you won't regret it.
Okay. What about you, CeeLo?
That's the same. Education is important. You know what I'm saying? I tell my nephews that all the time.
Now, I mean, keep in mind, we not, like, educated. We are, but, you know what I'm saying? We not, like, college. CeeLo went to college for about, like, what, a couple semesters?
Yeah, about 3 years.
And I did everything. We've learned everything on our own. But, you know. We're not saying that you have to go to college. We're saying
right.
At least you have to have education. I didn't go to college, but I have college education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't. That's one thing I agree with. And we don't want to take for granted. A lot of people take education for granted. You know, sometimes when you're young, kids don't want to learn and they mind on other things. But our ancestors died. You know, they sacrificed and went through a lot just so that we could get to where we are now. So I look at education as very important, you know.
Right. But I mean, now, you know, if you're going to do what you want to do, I mean, if you're going to bang, you're going to, whatever you got to do, do it. But I'm saying, if you're going to look back later and be like, man, I wish I'd have learned that, because then I wouldn't have to go through all this being.
Yep. Who or what influences you guys to keep pushing, you know, and just going forward and pursuing your goals every day? Basically, not giving up. Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, people think if God is in your life working in a certain way, meaning miracles will happen. When God is working in your life directly, miracles literally happen. So that's what's going is the miracles that happen. I'm like, man, I can't believe it. Oh, wow, yada, yada, yada. So it's spirituality. If it weren't for spirituality and a relationship with heaven, there's just no way that we could be where we are, what we're doing, especially enduring what we're doing and enduring with, you know, the persecution. We couldn't have done it. Not from me anyway. Brother, what about you?
I feel the same. It's exactly the same way. You know what I'm saying? That's what heaven keeps us going.
That's it.
You know, that's the only reason to do it.
That's it.
Because you got people to help, you know what I'm saying? You know, that need the help,
that's
and
right.
They want the help, because you can't help anybody that don't want to be helped.
And we not, you know, we got money to make, but there's people that we got to help. You know, that hopefully some people do, like George Michael. You didn't, when he died, I mean, you know, didn't nobody know he had some kind of charity he was giving to for millions and millions of dollars, but didn't nobody know about that. That's the kind of stuff you're supposed to be doing, especially if you get rich. You make your money and enjoy it and everything else, but you got to pay back something.
Absolutely. It's all about service and others. You know, as it says in the Bible,
right.
You service others. And, you know, we're all here. We all got a purpose. And some people that haven't found their purpose, it may be right in front of them. They don't recognize it or they don't want to accept it. But once we find
right.
that purpose and you understand what your purpose is, then you have an actual, you know, it makes you feel like, okay, I got a reason. And then your whole outlook
that's
on life will change.
Right. That's why you're here, is that purpose.
Absolutely. Yep. So now we're going to kind of get into the section of the interview where I like to play a little game. It's nothing crazy.
Okay.
So people get nervous when I say that. But basically, it's just questions I'm going to ask. And then you got to kind of, you know, answer quick, no hesitation. You choose one and then briefly explain why. So it's both of you guys I'm interviewing today. So you actually, I guess, both could take turns answering. Want to go in the order of CeeLo first and then SOG?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, perfect. All right, so 90s hip-hop or today's rap? Which do you prefer and why?
90s hip-hop, because every artist had they was telling a story. Now, today, it's just about bling, bling.
And me, I like, you know what I'm saying, I like a little bit of both of them, because there's stuff in the 90s that don't pop in, and the stuff in now is popping.
You cheating. You got to choose one.
It's hard. I mean,
but yeah, can they both right, got, you know.
I can go with 90s.
Okay. Chance the Rapper or Lecrae?
Chance the Rapper for me, for Chess OG.
I like Lecrae.
Okay. Jamaica or the Bahamas? Ready for a little vacation. Which spot are you choosing?
Jamaica. Yeah, Jamaica.
All right. Android or iPhone? What do y'all choose?
Android, but I have an iPhone.
Yeah, Android most definitely.
He said Android, but I have an iPhone. See, that's the first Android answer I've gotten so far. Everybody's like, iPhones. And then they ask me what I choose. I'm like, well, I actually got both. I like, you know.
What yeah. Right.
Yeah. Music
right.
or video games?
Music. Music.
Okay. Dope, dope, dope. And I know you guys into the video game stuff. So PS4 or do you prefer Xbox?
I don't play either one. I got an answer, so I'm going to have to say PS4.
PS4 most definitely.
Okay. And single or taken?
Huh?
Single. Or taken?
Oh, I'm single, yep.
Yeah, tell you what. Okay. That was entertaining, though. Thanks, you guys, for playing. You know, just got to learn a little bit more about you guys. And so where can our listeners catch you performing next? What city, state, country will you guys be in?
At the moment, we're focusing on finishing up this business, so we won't be really actually getting on the show till like around January. But we're headed overseas, so we're going to be going over to England and Germany and all those type of places, and kind of, you know, the people who are supporting us, those are the people who are going to go places first. So we're going to go places in Africa, You know, we're going to do that type of thing, let them know that if it hadn't been for them, you know, we wouldn't still be able to keep pumping like that.
Wow, that's awesome. That sounds fun. So
hopefully.
He said hopefully. Where can our listeners stream and download your new album?
On the 24th of August, you'll be able to stream everything everywhere. So Spotify, you can Amazon MP3s, iTunes, and wherever you get your MP3s, you're going to be able to get that. But plus, you can also buy CDs. You can buy physical CDs.
Oh, nice, nice. Some people don't even press them up no more. I still like the actual copies. I still like having them.
Yeah.
All right, that's dope. Well, it was a pleasure chatting with you guys today. I really like to thank you for sharing your thoughts, your experiences. We got up close and personal, got to learn some more about you guys. So is there anything else you would like to mention or share that we haven't discussed?
No, we just, like I said, we appreciate the support and people liking what we're doing. That's all we do it for. Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, once again, I'd like to thank you guys. We're going to go ahead and premiere your song, Top Dog. So Star Music Radio, starmusicradio.com, ST Honey, our special guests, BTG, we have CeeLo and SOG.